This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
So in the Big East tournament, last night, as heard right here on the Score, the DePaul Blue Demons beat Georgetown for their third straight win, and they beat Georgetown for the third time on the season. They're 14-18, having won the first game of the Big East tournament, but three wins against Georgetown is quite something, and they play soon again. Lawrence Holmes, how proud are you?
I'm very proud of watching what DePaul has done. I love what Chris Holtmann has done. I think he's put in a floor. Now we get to see where they go. They've got some four-star recruits coming in next year. Last night's game was pretty incredible. NJ Benson, who had been injured for a month, came off the bench, scored 18 points for them. He was the man in the middle. They dumped the ball down to him, and he made a lot of plays. So they take on a Creighton team tonight that is very good. DePaul hasn't beaten Creighton in the last 22 games.
Wait, is this your 60 seconds? Did you just start it?
No.
Because we had a timer.
Oh. He's got about 40 seconds in. Maybe 45
seconds. Well, anyway, here's Chris Holtmann talking about them advancing to play Creighton.
Sean talked me out of it.
He apparently lost.
That's not him.
No.
But that's okay because Shane's working with the board and he hasn't worked with the board for forever.
Hey, be careful now, okay?
Still not him.
Is that CBS Sports Radio?
They say he took a knee, but
I think that is.
Here's CBS Sports Radio.
I think that is CBS Sports Radio.
It happens.
Dude, it happens. All three of us have run the board.
Oh, my God.
And we've also been away from the board for a while.
I've also had nightmares about running the board.
I was telling Shane that if you put me on a board, I could probably run it if you gave me a week of reps. But he was just kind of thrown onto the board because Tanny had a flight to catch.
Yeah.
He's got the day off tomorrow, he's getting out of town.
But you're wearing the Blue Demons basketball sweatshirt.
I got Billy on
strong
here.
Backbone.
Hey!
That's him!
The score. Oh, man.
We had it and then we lost it. It's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You'll hear from Chris Holtmann after they beat Creighton tonight. How about that?
Damn, look at that.
We got a pretty strong backbone, and that's a credit to our guys. We have Chicago kids that just came here for the right reasons because they want to help DePaul basketball take a step forward.
That's right. Look at that group of kids. Isaiah Rivera, who's a guy you should keep your eye on. He is a really exciting player. So if you're watching the game will be on Peacock. Shout out to my guy Jordan Cornett, who was doing the post-game show. Gave me a shout out on the post-game show last night. So that's pretty crazy that happened.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And the thing is that I went to the Georgetown game on Saturday, and I have really started to dislike Ed Cooley, the head coach of Georgetown. He broke a dry erase board. He was so frustrated with what DePaul was doing against Georgetown's press. They like to press. They like to get after you. And DePaul has won five games in the Big East this year. Three of them have been against Georgetown.
Insane. That's crazy, man.
So I'm super excited about tonight. I'm excited about I don't believe that they're going to make a run and get to the tournament, although they are only three wins away from doing it. They played Creighton really tough last month. I was at that game, too. They lost by 10, but that game was close with about 2 minutes left. It was one of those games where the free throws end up changing the way that the game looked. I give them a chance tonight. I give them a chance. And if they win tonight, I'm going to be a problem tomorrow. If DePaul is in the Big East semifinal tomorrow, I'm going to be a problem
all
tomorrow.
All right. Well, we'll be ready for it. That's for damn sure.
So, yeah, this is a good group of kids. CJ Gunn, Isaiah Rivera, and watch. Watch to see if NJ Benson is doing the same thing that he was doing last night. I imagine he jumped to the top of the scouting report for Creighton because he handled business down in the post.
Well, this has been fun. It's been a good show. I'm wishing you and DePaul well tonight. Have really enjoyed all the conversations today. Steven Nelson was great, man.
Yeah, man.
That was really, really fun.
I'm glad that the folks in the mob, they really liked that interview. Steven's good peoples, man. One of my favorites in this entire industry.
It's very cool. John Morosi was real good today, talking baseball stuff with him. You heard all the tape from Alice Hall, Drew Dahlman, and Mark Rohde was great with us earlier today as well. And Jared Payton kicked us off early on in the show.
Outstanding work by all involved. Thanks to Chris Tannehill, who's on his way to go enjoy some time off. Thanks to Shane Reardon.
Yeah, thanks, Tanny.
For his hard work on today's show. For my partner, Speaks, I'm Lawrence, and I'm saying thanks so much for the love and support you show this show. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Go Blue Demons!